Coach Q Show, again, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Let's go to the coach, Joel Quenneville, after an amazing start. Coach, I haven't talked to you since the opener. 10-1. We don't need to rehash every game here, but, man, what a week you've had.
That was a good start, certainly. Getting off the way where the pucks were going in, a lot of wow factors and a lot of the goals that were going in that night. Sauter having a hat trick, Kanner putting on a show, Schmaltzy having a great beginning, and then, real good Columbus game. I thought we did a lot of good things in the Toronto game and finished off with a big win in Montreal. So we're very pleased with our start, and we're looking to try to keep improving off of those levels.
We will get to the next stop on the Hawks Good Time Fun Train, but before we do that, how about Saad? Saad comes back. What's he got? 5 goals out of the gate in his first week.
Yeah, 5 and 2 assists. He's the line's been terrific, and Sauter has been around the net, been hanging around the net. His quickness to loose pucks and beating the guys on races has been phenomenal. You see in his strength in the puck area. You can just see, genuinely how excited he is to be back in Chicago. And then that line with Pans is off to a great start. Johnny's been playing great as well. So they all seem to come up with pucks and sustaining pucks, and they're all going hard to the net, and they're heavy, and they're getting rewarded for it as well.
I'm sorry, I'm Dave, and I was going to ask you a question here, but it's a little tough for me to take Dave seriously because he's wearing your mustache.
I am.
More on that in a second, as the long-awaited mustache night will finally happen tonight. Before we get to that, Dave, what's your question, or should I call you Q2?
No, I'm wearing Joel's mustache over my own mustache.
Yes, you are.
Which makes it really a little awkward.
It's a hot look.
We'd be remiss, Joel, if we didn't mention the goaltending you've gotten so far. Both Forsberg two games ago in Toronto, and then obviously Corey Crawford, who really thrives when playing games in Montreal.
Yeah, he's been great. Crow's had a good training camp here, and the 3 games he's been in, he's been rock solid. I think he's managing the puck. He looks like he's quick around the net, handling it as good as we've ever seen him. And Forsberg's first start in Toronto, we got exposed to a number of high-quality chances. He was great. Good beginning for him, getting us a point. And between the two of them there, it's been, our goaltending's been rock solid, and we've been exposed to a lot of shots and a lot of zone time, and these guys have been very comfortable in the net.
Is it tough from a coaching perspective to have a week like you've had to go, well, what do we need to improve on? I mean, because you're always looking for areas to get better.
I think we can be better in our own end. That's an area where in the Toronto and the Montreal game, probably we're there a little bit too often. And if we can have ways of coming up with more loose pucks or going to people quicker or denying point shots is something we'd like to do. And then maybe have the puck in their end a little bit more. But, the first 2 games, we're very pleased with the games here at home.
Tonight is Coach Q Mustache Night. When I brought this up to you initially a couple of years ago, you thought, this will never happen. Cochran, you'll never be able to get this through all the powers that be. I will stop you.
Well, so you're going to get all the blame or all the credit, right?
Well, it depends on your perspective, I suppose.
Okay.
But the people at PowerShares sponsoring tonight's Coach Q Mustache Night, good partners of the Blackhawks, and the first 20,000 fans in tonight get a Coach Q Mustache. I got to say, these are good mustaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's not
I've
just for guys either. I like this look, Coach.
Yeah, it's a hot look.
Yeah, that's great for you.
I feel good.
I'm not sure women like that look.
I'm channeling my inner Q.
I would just say I hope you get a lead early, not just because I hope you get a lead early, but I'm afraid when you look up in the stands, you're going to just start giggling when you see everybody looking back at you. Who is you?
Yeah, well, hopefully we get off to a good start tonight, and we'll see. We'll see.
Coach Q Mustache. I actually spent about 30 seconds online yesterday trying to find a picture of you without a mustache, and I found some early days.
They had one on the game the other night when I was I don't know what broadcast they were showing it, but it was me as a rookie with Toronto.
Exactly.
Just about 40 years ago.
Yeah, I found an old hockey card with you with no mustache. Is that the last time you didn't have one?
Right around that time, yeah.
Yeah, and you looked about 40 years younger. Good, I guess I would go with the calendar. All right, so you get off to a start like this. Everything's clicking along. Obviously, it's just the beginning of the season. What about injuries? What about guys being dinged up? Everybody good in the first week?
Well, Schmaltzy missed the last couple of games.
Right.
Doesn't look good for tonight for him, but hopefully Saturday. And but other than that, everybody's should be going, ready to go.
Are you seeing a maturity level in some of your younger guys? Like, you know, Hartman's got a couple of years under his belt now, but Schmaltz before he sustained the injury, and Hayden and these guys who've you kind of worked in last year, and now they've kind of been through it once.
I think both those guys came into camp with the right attitude and the right approach. Hayden's physically was every single night made an impact in the game, something we were looking to add to our team game, and he continues to do that. And Hartsey got off to a big start with that line with Schmaltzy took it to a whole new level coming into training camp, all of a sudden solidified him playing center, looked like he's a perfect fit with Kaner, and that line in a short amount of time, you know, outside of Schmaltzy missing the next couple of games, we all of a sudden see that he makes a difference when he wasn't there. So it's good upside with him being back. The Brinkcat has come in here, and he's playing like he's been in the NHL for a long time. So that's been a really nice fit, seeing him being comfortable.
And getting his first goal.
And it was a great play by Sharpie. Opened it up in a quick one-timer. But something happens almost every single time he touches the puck. And the thing we appreciate with him is that how quickly he's absorbed how we want to play without the puck. And his instincts are incredible on both sides. So he's got real natural feel for the game. And I think that is only going to make him, being real consistent in his game. And I think there's a lot of upside offensively with him.
DeBrincat will be on with us tomorrow morning, a little after 9. You guys do anything special with the guy's first goal?
Organizationally, maybe as a coaching staff, other than, one of many more. Let's go.
Yeah, come on back tomorrow. Let's do it again.
Yeah, warm and fuzzy.
Minnesota tonight, Nashville Saturday night. Significance of both games is obvious, but Minnesota's going to be annoying and be hanging around all year. Give us one or two of the Wild to be watching out for tonight.
Well, I think the Suter on the back end is one guy that plays half the game, and he's out there in all the important situations, and we'd like to get him playing in his end and try to wear him down as best we can. But they got a balanced team. They're missing a couple of key guys up front tonight. So let's try to take advantage of, whether Parisi or Granlund, they're both out, so let's try to make them defend.
All right. Are you happy or sad that I originally pitched this mustache idea?
I'll tell you after.
And, Coach, no pressure, but you got a tradition of scoring 10 goals every Thursday night, so let's get it done, huh?
Oh, okay. All right. You're getting carried away now. All right.
All the best. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
See you later. Happy Mustache Day. And Power Shares and Chicago Blackhawks tonight. Coach Q Mustache tonight. First 20,000 people in, get one of these. We'll post pictures of us wearing them coming up here in a little bit. And CLTV joins us next.